This is the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog with Sonia Schaefer. Today's topic, 10 mistakes Charlotte Mason homeschoolers should avoid. Most of the time, I like to focus on the positive and think about what I should do. But sometimes, it can be just as helpful to turn that around and consider what not to do. Flipping things over sometimes helps bring to light a concept that we haven't noticed before. So, just for a different perspective, let's look at 10 mistakes that a Charlotte Mason homeschool teacher should avoid. Hopefully, they will serve as a gentle mid-year check for us all. Mistake number one, forgetting that the child is a person. One of Charlotte Mason's chief principles is the child is a person with all the possibilities and powers included in personality. Home Education, page 4. Each child is unique. He is not just a grade level. She is not just a label. Become a student of your child and work with him or her as an individual. Mistake number two, letting fear drive your decisions. It's easy to get caught up in the expectations of others. What will my relatives think? How will my child appear on standardized tests? While it's not necessarily bad to consider those questions, be careful that you don't allow them to drive you. Usually, you can spot a fear-based decision by what you're trying to avoid. A fear-based decision is a reactive one. You grasp at any idea in order to run from a dreaded outcome. How much better to make decisions proactively, choosing well-thought-out steps that will move you toward a clearly defined goal? One of those goals should definitely be cultivating each child's love for learning as an individual person specially designed by God. If you focus your mind and heart on that goal, you won't be quite so intimidated by man-made comparisons. Mistake number three to avoid is interrupting narrations. Isn't it annoying to lose your train of thought when someone interrupts you? Well, it's the same for your child, too. Charlotte reminded us that we should be careful never to interrupt a child who is called upon to tell. A Philosophy of Education, page 172. Now, for some of us, that's easy. But for others, it's difficult, because some of us love to make narration time more like discussion time, with give and take in a conversation. But don't get the two confused in your mind. Narration is different from discussion. Give your child a chance to collect his thoughts, form his sentences, and present his ideas as a cohesive whole. When he's done with his narration, you can encourage additions, elaborations, and discussion. For more help with narrating, you can download our free ebook, 5 Steps to Successful Narration. You'll find a link in the show notes. Mistake number four, treating nature study like an outdoor class time. Nature walks should be somewhat spontaneous opportunities for discovery. They lay the foundation for future formal science lessons. Charlotte bemoaned, "We are awaking to the use of nature knowledge, but how we spoil things by teaching them." Formation of Character, page 396. Yes, you can have a focus and guide your students to look for something specific, but be careful to give them lots of opportunity to observe closely and carefully for themselves, with a minimum of input from you. Mistake number five to avoid is neglecting habits. Since everyone around us usually focuses on academics, it's easy to make that the main concern in your home school. But academics are only 1/3 of a Charlotte Mason education. Education is an atmosphere, meaning you and your home, a discipline of habits, and a life, those living ideas we give the children. Charlotte said, "The discipline of habit is at least a third part of the great whole which we call education. School Education, page 99. Habit training is vital schoolwork. Don't feel guilty if you need to set aside that unfinished history lesson in order to address a habit issue. In the grand scheme of things, you are still educating, for education has to do with shaping who that child is becoming, and habits play a large part in that work. Our Laying Down the Rails family of resources is designed to help you with this important aspect of education. You'll find a link in the show notes. Mistake number 6, then, is teaching dry facts. Remember that education is a life and should be expressed through great ideas and living books. Most of the educational material you'll find in other approaches or in your local teacher supply store focuses on just the facts. But Charlotte said, our business is to give children the great ideas of life, of religion, history, science. A Philosophy of Education, page 40. The facts are still there, but they are clothed in great ideas that will take up residence in your child's mind and help him to grow as a person. Don't get stuck offering your child the dry sawdust of just the facts. Mistake number 7 to avoid is standing between the child and the great idea. Resist the temptation to lecture or spoon-feed exactly what you think the child needs to take away from a lesson. Instead, choose a good living book, teeming with great ideas, and allow it to be the teacher. The more you talk on and on about an idea, the less the child will be inclined to make it his own possession. Simply plant the seed and trust it to grow. Charlotte asked, do teachers always realize the paralyzing and stupefying effect that a flood of talk has upon the mind? The inspired talk of an orator no doubt wakens a response and is listened to with tense attention, but few of us claim to be inspired, and we are sometimes aware of the difficulty of holding the attention of a class. We blame ourselves, whereas the blame lies in the instrument we employ. The more or less diluted oral lesson or lecture in place of the living and arresting book. School Education, page 229. Mistake number 8, getting stuck in a rut. Once you find a schedule that works well, it's easy to just keep running it. But be careful of getting stuck in a rut. Mix things up a bit each term. You don't have to completely reinvent the wheel, but try not to be locked into the same subjects at the same times on the same days, year after year. Choose a different day for nature study, or swap the days for picture study and music study, or insert a Shakespeare play or a weekly park day with friends one term. Break out of the rut, add some variety, and keep things fresh. Mistake number 9, accepting slipshod work. Remember, there's a difference between work done poorly because of haste and work done poorly because of confusion. Craft each child's assignments thoughtfully and then require his best effort every time. Charlotte said, no work should be given to a child that he cannot execute perfectly. And then, perfection should be required from him as a matter of course. Home Education, page 160. Don't confuse a gentle approach with being a pushover. And mistake number 10 to avoid is making it too hard. It's not uncommon to hear a homeschool parent who's new to Charlotte Mason's methods say, oh, it couldn't be this easy, or it can't be this enjoyable. Well, yes, it can. Charlotte explained, we are able to get through a greater variety of subjects and through more work in each subject in a shorter time than is usually allowed, because children taught in this way get the habit of close attention and are carried on by steady interest. School Education, page 240. A Charlotte Mason approach eliminates all of the busy work, focusing on quality over quantity. It establishes short lessons with the expectation of full attention and best effort on the part of the student. So it takes the pressure off the parent to be the fountainhead of all knowledge, and it depends on great authors and living books to do much of the teaching. It gently leads the student to become a self-learner and to love learning. The methods are deceptively simple and profoundly effective. So don't make it harder than it is by hauling along baggage from the way you were taught in school. Let go of all of that extra weight and enjoy this delightful way of learning and living alongside your child, the Charlotte Mason way. You have been listening to the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog, a reading of the weekly blog post from our site. You can always find the latest posts at simplycharlottemason.com or subscribe to our audio blog through the iTunes Store. Thanks for listening.